Tonight's shir, Simen Resh Yud, Seif Aleph, Simen Resh Yud, Ha'oichel Pachas Mikazayas Madina. What's the din if a person eats less than Kazayas? Seif Aleph. Ha'oichel Pachas Mikazayas, if a person eats less than Kazayas. Bein mi pas, bein misho ochlin, whether it's bread or any other food. Fahashoise, Pachas mi revias. If a person eats less than revias. Bein miyayin, bein mishor mashkin, whether it's wine or any other beverage. Mevorach techila bracha ra'uy la'oysa hamin. He begins by making the proper bracha for that type. Ula acharov eino mevorach klal. Afterwards, he does not make any bracha achron. Bracha rishoni you're going to make, bracha achron you're not going to make. So we'll stop here and look in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph. Ha'oichel, kol ha'acholin, Mitzar from the Kazayas, the Varachaleh, and Brach Achrona Uilahen. The Mishnah Berurah begins by telling us that all foods will join to create the volume of a Kazayas to make the proper Brach Achrona that's for that food item. Imeshiva Saminim, if it's designed species, seven species, Brach Amein Shalosh. So they join to make Brach Amein Shalosh. He eats a little fig, a little date, a little pomegranate, and all together it's a Kazayas, he makes Amein Shalosh. Im shalom shiva saminim, if it's not the seven species, then the brain of fashion rabbis. So good. A little peach, a little orange, a little apple, together it's a kazayas, makes a brain of fashion. Ochol chatzi zayas mishivas haminim, vichatzi zayas acher. What if he has half a zayas of the seven species and half a zayas of not? So let's say he has a few pomegranate arils and he has some apples. Together it's a gezayis. The din is mevarach achrein bein nefashos rabos. The brach achrein is bein nefashos. V'hu adin, the same is true k'sha'ochel chatzis zayis pas. V'chatzis zayis midarbish mevarach bein nefashos rabos. Let's see, he had a half a zayis of bread, and half a zayis of a food that is not like fish, whatever, a little herring and bread. Half a zayis of each. So the brach achrona on the fish is bein nefashos rabos. The din is mevarach bein nefashos rabos. The bread is mitztarif to the fish to make a shear to say bein nefashos. The kol hamashkin mitztarif revias, and all drinks will combine to create a shear revias for brach achrona. Ha'oichel v'hashoyisav. If someone eats and drinks, the hainu shalcha pachas mikazayis v'shasa pachas revias. If he ate less than kazayis and drank less than revias. Ein mitzdarif afilu in brein nefesh rabos. The two do not join for brein nefesh. Tzir shalgabe yarok mitzdarif gezayis. If you have a dressing on your vegetable that does incorporate into the zayis, the kol achshuri oichla, because anything that's there to make the food better to eat, meaning mashka habolamatik oichel, a liquid that's coming to make the food better, oichla who it's treated like oichel. V'hu adin, the same is to be pas hashor b'mashka, if you have bread that you soak in liquid, obiyayin, or wine, oberotiv, or gravy, that it's mitzarf to the bread. Avlam ochel hapas im harotiv b'li tibul, but if he's eating bread and eating broth or gravy, but he's not dipping it in, a mitzarf is not mitzarf. So even though liquids and solids don't join, if the liquid is there to enhance the solid, whether it's ketchup on french fries, whether it's dressing on your salad, that does combine to the food. Sometimes you have a broth that has the same bracha as the food itself. You cook potatoes in water, the broth is adama, it's like the potatoes adama. Maybe in that case, the broth and the food are the same and could join for a shear. That's tzorchin. Ochel ha-kezayis ma'at ma'at. If he eats the kezayis very slowly, v'nishtah har b'achiloso, and it took a long time to get it down, im yesh mitchilas ha-achila tzoyf ha-achila yoyis m'tei achilas pras, if from the beginning to the end of his eating is more than the time it takes to eat half a loaf, eino mitztarif, it doesn't combine to a kezayis. The sheer pras, what is the size of this half a loaf? Ayin lekamon, simen tofresh rebeis nechzim kippur, sheyesh deus machlukis, ishol shbeim odal beim, if it's the volume of three or four eggs. V'hochem mistarva, de'ein mistarv, afil rak b'chdei gilm beim. Logic would dictate, because of safik brachas, that we're not going to say it combines, even if it's the smaller amount. The sheer kezayis, afil b'pas, b'chzim mozno rak d'abonon. Because ultimately, this requirement of kezayis, even for bread to bench, is drabonon. V'chimashu chayodam, and that's implying chayodam, and therefore we go l'kulam. The cause of him godim, the cause of who rockly in the shir kazayis. Pimagam says this is as far as kazayis is concerned. So kazayis, he didn't tell us how big a kazayis is. It's the size volume of an olive. There are different opinions in poskim. How large is a kazayis? It's established to me from those who hold that it's approximately 30 milliliters or close to one fluid ounce. And that would be, I know there are some who say 40 milliliters, but I think it's mistabed that it's one fluid ounce or 30 milliliters. Avle inyan pas, that's as far as kazayas. Avle inyan pas kadei sevia. When it comes to eating bread and being satisfied, the chiyuv human atar, then is a chiyuv the rice at the bench. Chayov, there's an obligation to the bench, afsha ochel ma'at mat, even if he ate very slowly. Do'akol ponim v'savata kriya, because the mice is v'savata. So even though you need to eat a kazayich, lechis, pras, t'mechuyiv, n'bachach, roino, if I ate enough to bench, even though I didn't do it in a kadeh achilas pras, I dragged it out of a long period of time, since it's v'savata, you have to bench. Now the Shatzian Yud points out, it's not so poshut. The Gav's a little birkuli high, because maybe even though there's sevia, you need v'achalta. V'achalta v'savata. And this is not called achila. And I said, people go to the blight surachin. Because it's talking not so poshut, that v'savata alone is enough. You need v'achalta and v'savata. Mr. Burr continues, Hayepas suf gonin shen nispach acheno avien shbon yirgashim. Let's say you have a fluffy type of bread with air holes in the dough, the baked product, is air pockets. Ha'oich kezayis yimenu kamoshu enim avarech. So eating a kezayis as is not enough to make a bracha achrayna because you're eating air. So if you emes lo al kezayis, you don't eat a kezayis. So the notes point out that elsewhere he says that you do count the air holes. So we make a compromise that if it's a noticeable air pocket, that doesn't count. I mean, with kichel, things like that. Other things, somebody's like, you can even open a slice of bread, you'll see a big,
sometimes, yeah,
so that won't count. But if it's an ordinary slice of bread, even though you'll see air holes in there, that does count. So it depends on how obvious and clear is this pocket. If there's a pocket of air, it won't count. If not, it will count. V'chein, similarly, imhoi kezayis fin estamek, fin estamek, let's say you had a kezayis, and then it shrunk and got small. Eim avorach and achrov, you can't make a b'chachrona. Elon came to chos in this back unless it opened up again. So basically, I would say, if you have a piece of cake and you don't want to make a bracha achrona, if you crush it up into a little ball, it's taka, it's not, you don't make a bracha anymore. It's not a kezayis anymore. It was a kezayis, it was two kezayis. And I squeeze it down to half a kezayis and I eat it like that, there's no bracha achrona.
Be a dime, you can do it.
Mishnah Berurah continues. Uli inyan shtiyas revias, as far as doing revias is concerned, im shasa v'hifsik ma'at v'chasa v'shasa. Let's say he drinks, he stops, he continues drinking. Acha hishlim, the revias, and then he finishes the revias. Yesh oim, some say the enim etstarif, that since he paused in between, it doesn't join. It's like it took too long. The yesh oim, others disagree and say the etstarif, im lo shashah b'tchil sashtiyat sofa shtiyah, yosim echdeyach yos pras. The Yeshom says, no, it's the same as food. As long as you don't take longer than Kedechilas Pras to finish your Avias, it's good enough. Mila Kamon, Simon Tafesh Beis, if you're again, this is later in Tafesh Beis. So the first sheet to hold, it's called the Shir Kadesh Dias Revias. The time it takes to drink Revias is the time lapse to make the Bechachwana. The second sheet to hold, no, you have Kedechilas Pras. Kedechilas Pras with foods is usually 2 to 4 minutes. So there's a big difference. The first shear is like 20 seconds. The second shear is 2 to 4 minutes. So it's machoikas. What is the shear? The Mishnah Berurah says, V'hagro hiskim sham b'biyarod aloch edezu ashniya. The Vilna Gaon goes like the second view. That you have 2 to 4 minutes. And the notes because Nish held that way. So many from will say, L'chadchila, try to drink your revias quickly. But if not, you still have 2 to 4 minutes to make a bracha achrona. V'hinei. L'inin shtiyas te v'kafe. When it comes to drinking tea and coffee. Shahaderech l'shtosu k'shucham. It's normal to drink it hot. You can't drink it like other drinks straight. You pause when you drink it. You drink it little by little. There's a big machlokes of poiskin. Do you make a bracha achrona or not? The day we show, and according to the first view, you don't make a bracha achrona. But maybe it's different because it's hot, so maybe the shear is different when it's hot. Say, you don't make a bracha achrona. You have a 30-second time, it takes more than 30 seconds, forget it. So writes Derech Chaim and Minigo Erlam. Now, if you have 2 to 4 minutes, it's possible you get it down, but even that, if it's very hot, it might not be in 2 to 4 minutes either. But Anshe Maisi no Hagat, so what do people do? People of deeds do the following. Shall be Shdiyoson, at the end of the cup, Menich Gdeshi Revius, hold on to a Revius of tea or coffee, Sheitzdani Ma'at, let it cool down. So you could drink that down quickly without interruption. And then according to Avin, you make a Baruch Achrona. This is the best way to do things, to be Yetzal Oshitas. Especially according to the Vilna Goin. The Pasuk of Deir Shni holds the second Shita. The Shuk Deir Chilas Pas, you have 2 to 4 minutes. Then Seir Pekam Shtiyat, it combines by drinking. The Vadi Narachan Lassus Kain, certainly you should do this at the end. Make sure to drink within 2 to 4 minutes or Revius. If it's not that hot, you can get the whole thing down in 30 seconds too. So that's the correct way. The recommended way of a hot drink is to wait. And by the way, the same is true of a very cold drink. You have a Slurpee, it's very cold. You can't drink a Revius very, it takes time. But if you wait till it warms up a little bit near the end, maybe you can drink a Revius and be able to make a Baruch Achrona. Im achel pachas mikashir v'holach lachutz v'choz miyad. If a person eats less than a shear, he goes outside, so he loses his bracha, and he comes back in. He has to make a new bracha rishayna, even if he's eating bread, because he doesn't have a din of going back to Malkum, he makes a bracha achrona because he didn't eat a shear. So he has to make another bracha rishayna. So you have to inquire. If he had half his ayis, went outside, comes back in, makes another bracha, eats another half his ayis, and the two halves were in 2 to 4 minutes. Does it join or not? The ulei, perhaps, came at shahar chal chutz, since he went outside, had a kamo hesach adas. Maybe that's a distraction. Magravan says it's mitzarf. The notes being Moshe said in Tshuva, and Yerges Moshe that it's mitzarf. We don't, it's two separate halachas. The fact that you need two bracha rishonis does not change the fact that they're mitzarf into one shear, that you had a kazayas and you should make a bracha achrona. Mishtaburus of Kodan Beis, Pachas Mirvias, he drank less than Revias. Vishir Revias, guys, how much is Revias and kazayas? Ayana Kaman Simon Eishanav, Sivkon Samaches, Mishtabur, Bealocha Shom, Kaman Simon Tavivo, Mishtabur, Bealocha. We discuss it later in Hechas Kiddush, we said later in Hechas Pesach. So there's really two issues here. There is one issue of how big is a kazayas. And like I said before, many hold it's 30 milliliters, some say it's 40. And then there's another issue on how to calculate the revius, which is beya umechsas, 1.5 eggs. There's a machloikis if the egg is 2 kazesim or 3 kazesim. Machloikis is shown. And that'll clearly have an impact. What's 1.5 eggs for revius? The sheer revius is going to change accordingly depending on how big your egg is. So when you have a small amount, you still make a baruch rishayna, a filu al kol, and any amount. Whether it's a food, whether it's a drink, you cannot benefit at all from this world when it comes to food and drink unless you make a baruch first. But afterwards, you can't make a baruch. To a pass, when it came to bread, the pasuk says, v'chalta, v'savata, v'varachta, v'goymer. The whole Torah, achila, is never less than kazayis. And when it came to other food, they followed the pattern, the model of birchas hamazon. So you have to have a kazayis. But mashkin nami, when it came to drink also, we find in general, when it comes to drinking forbidden drink, a nazir, drinking wine, the chiyuv b'revius, he's chayiv on a revius. Hachanami, because you take the brach achrona, so too, brach achrona, when the chum is the brach achrona for drinks, b'mashka, for beverages, b'shir zetikna, they use the same measurement, the volume of a revius. Let's go back to the mechaber. V'yesh mistapkin loymar. There are those who question, have a doubt. Shal dover shahu kibriya so. When you have a food item, the way it was created, a barrier, kagon, gargir shal onav, a single grape, o shal rimon, or pomegranate, and I'm never sure if he means the whole pomegranate or he means maybe the aril. Shebevorach on the achrav, you should make a bracha achrona. Afal pisha imak zayis, even though it's less than the shir kazayis, Because I ate a berry, a single blueberry, a whole thing. So maybe that requires bracha achrona, such a shita. Lekach nochel nizor, therefore one should be careful. Shal lechel berry, a person says, never eat a berry if it doesn't gazayas, because you get into a suffix, you make a bracha achrona. For the making beer, el machel kmoshu, now it's only called a berry if you eat it as is. Av nochach karin, man, if you spit out a pit, the making beer, it's no longer a berry. If I have a cherry, and I spit out the pit of the cherry, then you don't need a berry. The yesh mistap can oid bracha achrona. Some have another shal, and came to bracha achrona shayayin for wine. In a varchin asal kazayis, do you make a bracha achrona on wine by drinking a kazayis and not a revius? Lachain, therefore, what do you got to do? Toiv lizoy, you have to be careful. Shal lishtos el apachmi kazayis or revius. When it comes to wine, either drink less than a kazayis or a revius. But anywhere in between is already suffer bracha achrona when it comes to wine. Mishtabura sefkatan hey, gargir shal anav. He's a single grape. Huadin yogda achas, or berry, or kitlias achas, or a small vegetable. Shartzin chav says a small fish. Sivkan vav, shemavarach on the acharov. So they hold, maybe make a bracha achrona. Why? Ibnei chashivu say, because it's so special, it's a whole thing. Ibnei sraska kod machib, but if you crush it before you eat it, lo miki beer, it's no longer called a berry. Shartzin says, lav dafki crush it, cut it in half. You cut it in half and then you eat it, it's not a berry anymore. Eat both halves. It's not a berry. It has to be whole. Sivkan zayin, kamo shahu, you eat it the way it is. That's the berry. Berry is only if you eat it kamo shahu. Tahainu im hagarin, with the seed. Vafil im hagarin, einu rechel kal, even if really the seed's not edible. Kiyan shal koponim balo kul, if you swallow the whole thing, you swallow the cherry with the pit, so now you have a shayla. Sivkan ches avlam lokul, but if you remove the pit, v'koshkeim nechlech ma'at me'priya guf, and certainly if some of the fruit came out with the pit, then it's not a berry. Let's say you cook it, and some of the fruit flakes off. It's very common. It starts to break apart. It would seem that it's no longer a berry. You can't call it a berry once you cook the fruit. If you remove the seed, it's not a berry. Not only if this seed was fit to eat, certainly by removing it, it's not a burial. Even if it's the types that you cannot eat the pits. It's also called a burial if you remove the pit. And if inside the pit, inside the seed, there's something edible, and you ate what was inside the seed, spit out the hard shell, cane, flom, and shalom, like our plums. That's the Maganavam. The rabbis say, Gam can have a beria. The Maganavam, the rabbis say, that's also a beria. Achre shal koponim, ocho masheroi lechom. And since he did eat what was fit to eat. So if he eats the fruit on the outside and inside and spits out the hard shell, they hold that's also called beria. Sifkan yud, if he drinks wine, says a shayla, the bracha chroina. Shal yain, vodin, shal mashan, other beverages too, not only wine. Do you make a bracha achrona on a kazayis? If kanyan alf al kazayis, do shlish revius? A kazayis is a third of revius. This is going with the approach that there are two zaysim in an egg. Revius is an egg and a half, so one kazayis is a third of revius. The ashda in the mash gam kin mashavini kum bachila kazayis. Maybe when it comes to beverages, it should be like food. Food is a kazayis, beverage is a kazayis. So therefore, what do you got to do? Make sure to drink less than kazayis, or at least a revius. Sekan yubayis, elapachas v'chulu. But the yavid, what happens with the yavid? Emshasik kazayis v'en lo revius. He drank a kazayis, but he didn't have a revius. Tov lizor shlo yishta ad revius. Make sure not to drink revius. V'kol shen shlo yishta kishirbein, certainly don't drink an egg. Shushnei chelk revius, two-thirds. The yesh oim dal shiyum ili yishta v'rach b'chachona, because there are other shittas, all these amounts require b'chachona. Look back at some kufsayim. The bottom line is, if he did, he can't make a bachachona because it ends up back to Savar Bach Zahakal, so you can't make a bachachona if you did it, but you're not supposed to put yourself in that situation.